Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.
There's a saying in football that you are only as good as your last game, and this week proved that to be true. Of course, I'm talking about none other than Gavin Hunt not doing well. He's a PSL champion, currently the reigning PSL champion. However, he's not won any of his games so far in the PSL and having been knocked out in the MTN 8 semi-finals by Cape Town City. So you are only as good as your last game. And of course, Benny McCarthy was as good as his last game, because he lost out to Kaizer Chiefs 2-0 with his Cape Town City tasting defeat for the first time as a PSL coach. Hello and welcome to the Sokala Duma Weekend Special Rep. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this episode we'll be speaking to Peter Ross. He is a guru, a maestro of the NFD and the ABC Motsepe League. He's going to give us an update of what's happening and what's coming up in the National First Division, and news and juicy things about clubs doing well, clubs not doing well. We'll also be speaking to a few of the journalists, because remember, we asked you a question on Facebook. We asked, is there a better striker than Jeremy Brockie in the PSL thus far? You've sent us your voice notes, and you've had a lot to say about whether or not he's the best striker at the moment in the PSL. And guess what? There's a surprise for you, because we asked a group of other people in the industry what they think about this question. We'll play that within the show, of course. Before that, though, let's take a look at what happened in the PSL so far with the PSL news. SuperSport United and Cape Town City will play in this year's MTN 8 final. Following a draw by the PSL on Thursday evening, it has been confirmed that the final of this prestigious tournament will be staged at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Last year's final was played at the Mbombela Stadium in Mpumalanga, with Bridges Bears taking on Mamelodi Sundowns, and we know what happened there. Looking at the varsity football, the University of Pretoria recovered from an early goal to score three of their own as they beat the University of Western Cape 3-1 in the first varsity football semi-final at the Tark Stadium on Thursday afternoon. On the second semi-final, it took a penalty shootout for TUT, where men down to go through to the final after the scores were level 1-0 after 90 minutes. The final will be an all-Tshwane derby, all-Tshwane affair, with Tug scoring up against TUT. Well, things are looking good there. If you want to send your child to any varsity, send them straight to Tshwane, because they will be in the finals of the varsity trophy. Mamelodi Sundowns are calling for all of their football supporters to rally behind their team for the upcoming CAF Champions League games. The Brazilians are preparing to host Wydad Casablanca of Morocco in their first leg of the CAF Champions League quarterfinals at the Lucas Masopisi Morepe Stadium on Sunday afternoon. The club has confirmed that there will be free entrance to the stadium, and it will be granted to fans who are wearing yellow, the club's colours of course. Gates at the stadium will be opened at 11 a.m. with the match starting at 3 p.m. And finally, Chipa United have relieved Dennis Malisela of his duties as the club's head coach. From the three matches so far this season, Chipa United lost against Orlando Pirates, beat AmaZulu, lost against Baroka FC in their most recent game. The club has now confirmed that Teboho Moloi has been tasked with the coaching duties at the club on an interim basis. And we do remember that Teboho Moloi worked with Dennis, and he left his job there. They had a disagreement, and now he's back to take over on an interim basis as the caretaker coach. Those are your news. Let's hear some of your thoughts about Jeremy Brockie and whether or not he is the best in the PSL at the moment.
According to my perception, there's no better striker than Brockie. Brockie is an intelligent striker. He can read the game. So when I see all the strikers in the PSL, Brockie is the best. And I'll see Brockie as a leading goal scorer when the PSL season ends.
There's no striker in the PSL right now who's better than Brockie. Just look at his strike record. The guy is amazing.
Brockie is not the best striker in PSL. Kamapiliant is the best striker, and even have assists. That is the great striker. That is the great striker. Not Brockie. Brockie is just a player.
Let's take a look for you what's coming up this weekend. In the CAF Champions League fixtures on Saturday, Favario Beria are playing against USM Alger at the Estadio de Favario at 3 p.m. Al Ahly Bagamani Mahlambi against Esperance at the Borg El Arab Stadium at 7 p.m. on Sunday in the CAF Champions League. Still, Mamelodi Sundowns are hosting, of course, Wydad Casablanca at the Lucas Masterpieces Maripe Stadium at 3 p.m. Al Ahly Tripoli against Etoile du Sahel at the Borg El Arab Stadium at 8 p.m. In the CAF Confederations Cup, our representatives SuperSport United are hosting on Friday Zesco United from Zambia at the Lucas Masterpieces Maripe Stadium at 7 p.m. On Saturday, Al Hilal are hosting TP Mazembe from DRC at the Al Ayed Stadium at 7 p.m. Farabat are hosting CS Faxin at the Stade Moulay Hassan at 9:30. That's Saturday. And MC Alger against Club Africain at the Stade de Fifth Juliet at 9:45. That's Saturday. Those are the CAF Confederation fixtures. And of course, looking at the PSL on Friday night, Maritzburg United against Orlando Pirates at the Heriqua Stadium at 8. Ice Cape Town hosting Polokwane City at the Cape Town Stadium at 8 p.m. on Saturday. Of course, there are few fixtures, few teams not playing because of the fact that SuperSport and Mamelodi Sundowns are playing in the CAF in CAF competitions on Saturday. Baroka FC are hosting Free State Stars at the Peter Mokaba Stadium at 3 p.m. Kaizer Chiefs looking to continue their winning run after beating Benny McCarthy. They will be playing against a team that is not really doing well, Bidvest Wits, at the FNB Stadium at 6 p.m. Platinum Stars, the last one on Saturday, are playing against Chippa United at the Royal Bafokeng Stadium at 8:15. We'll see if Roger Desai will win this one. He will get his first win at Platinum Stars. The last one on Sunday, the 17th of September, Golden Arrows are against AmaZulu. It's a KZN derby at the Princess Magogo Stadium at 3 p.m. Now, interestingly, we also asked Sokala Duma journalists whether or not they think there is a better striker in the PSL than Jeremy Brocky. This is what they had to say.
Sokala Duma Radio. Masabe Kuna, Sokala Duma journalist. There is no other striker in the current PSL that is better than Jeremy Brocky. He is simply the best, scoring goals for SuperSport United, chasing record. I'm sure he'll get it pretty soon. Very good player.
Hi, this is Lunga Adams, Sokala Duma Sub editor. Jeremy Brocky, I do not think at the moment in the PSL there's a striker better than him, because he has proved himself, he's doing well, he's consistent, and he's doing what he's paid for. He is not a skillful player or anything. Give him the ball in front of the box and then he finishes it off.
I am Gracia, web sub-editor at Sokala Duma. I don't think there's a better striker in the PSL at the moment than Jeremy Brocky. He's currently on 52 goals. He's chasing Fire's record of 57 goals. That's a huge record. I think that there is a chance that a foreign player could be the PSL's highest goal scorer this season.
My name is Shai. Shai Stakeda. I'm one of the journalists at Sokala Duma. And what else do you want to know about me?
Then you can just...
Okay, cool. You're not going to ask me the question?
No.
Oh. Is there a better striker in the PSL than Jeremy Brocky? Absolutely not. He is the most complete and technically gifted and hardworking striker that we've had in the PSL for a long time.
Carl Smith, Sokala Duma journalist. I would say that Jeremy Brocky is the best striker in the PSL at the moment. He's been a consistent goal scorer for SuperSport United ever since he arrived. He's shown up in the high-pressure games against the big clubs and in cup finals, and has all the silverware to prove that he's more than capable of being named as the best striker in the league.
Right, we now joined on the line by Sokala Duma journalist. He is a specialist on the National First Division and the APC Motsepe League. Peter Roth, the legendary. Thank you very much for your time, Peter. How's it going?
Now, a pleasure. Lots of wind in Cape Town for the teams that come to play here. It's going to be very hard to keep the ball on the ground there.
And speaking about the fixtures, there are interesting fixtures that you want to talk us about. Take us through this weekend's interesting fixtures to look out for the fans of the NFD.
Yeah, I think the very first one is Stellenbosch and Leopards. This is a repeat of the playoffs, if you remember. And Leopards have had not a very good start. And Stellenbosch, pretty much the same. They've also drawn, too many games. So I think that'll be a very important clash. The other one in Cape Town is All Stars versus Mbombela. Look, David Kanamai has done wonders, and the opposite's happened at Mbombela, where their coach, Petrus Chauke, is under enormous pressure after some serious losses. And I think this could be the end of him if he doesn't get some points there, because I'm still concerned as to why they got rid of the previous coach, Ashwin Sutton, for no reason. He did the full pre-season, and then they suddenly changed to a coach with very little NFT experience. So that's a concern. The other game I think I'd look out for is Makulong at Highlands versus Chakuma. Highlands will really want to bounce back after that very, I think there was a shock defeat by Tux.
Yeah, by Tux. Yeah, it was a shock because Tux had lost 5-0 to Joma Cosmos the previous week.
Exactly. But Les Krabler said to me he knew Sean was going to come at them. But I also think the Highlands missed a lot of chances. And Chakuma on a run now. But Selo Choco said to me they're taking one game at a time, so they're not getting excited about that previous victory. So I think that'll be also a good match.
So those are your three encounters to look out for this weekend. Stellenbosch FC against Black Leopards, Sakuma against All Stars against Mbombela, and then the other one is Sakuma Tsamatewadera against, what are they playing against? Highlands Park.
Highlands Park at Makulong, yeah.
At Makulong Stadium. All right, we'll look forward to that and we'll see what happens after this weekend. Another one that I want to pick your brain on is Richards Bay FC. It's quite an interesting scenario because they are in their former title as Thanda Royal Zulu. They were the champions of the NFT last season. At the moment, after three games, they are only on 2 points, meaning they have two draws and a loss. So far, so good. What have you made of them?
Yeah, as I said to you last time we spoke, there are definitely concerns there because the players have yet to produce the goods. As I said to you, some of those players thought they were in the PSL, but they're not. So I think there's got to be a lot of motivating there. Let's see what happens. Now they play Jomo on Sunday at Fosler Risk. That's not going to be easy. Jomo's also going to want to bounce back. So, and he did well last time there, 5-0. So imagine if Richards Bay lose this one. So it'll be four games with 2 points. So I think, let's see. I think there's lots of pressure at Richards Bay. That's all I can say. You know, even the management must be concerned at this time.
And the man that you spoke, which is my last one, the man that you spoke with, David Kademeyer, about a lot of things, amongst other, for Sokola Duma, amongst other things, was the fact that they had recruited a lot of PSL players, youngsters that were playing in the PSL, and he had experienced players as well. So far, he's on 7 points after 3 games, 2 wins, and a draw. My main question is, as a person that you had an in-depth conversation with, is this start an indication of how good he is, or is it just a set of circumstances that were fortunate for him? Do you think that he is the real deal for Cape Town All Stars?
Look, he's a brilliant young up-and-coming coach, no doubt about that. But let me tell you, that club has also got a lot of interference from, let's say, management. So that's the problem. David's going to have to live with a lot of pressure. Not many people know, you know, the real ins and outs, but I can tell you, David didn't say this to me, but we're aware of what's going on at All Stars. So that in the long run, while he might be doing the job, there's also a lot of, let's say, you know, things happening behind the scenes. So, look, he's got a great team, let's say, but sometimes bosses, interfere, and then of course, players don't like that, coaches don't like that, so let's wait and see what happens, you know. We can follow. Look, he's a wonderful guy, very, very stern, and he knows what he wants. He doesn't mess around with players. If they're not playing, they're out. So that's one thing I give credit to David for. I mean, you know, he's done it before. He was a great player, and now he's a great coach.
Thank you very much. That's Peter Roth, Sokola Duma journalist, a specialist in the National First Division. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much, sir.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks. Cheers.
Hi, Sokola Duma. This is Shakes Rampedi, speaking from At Love Football. Is there a better striker than Jeremy Brockie? Not a chance. I actually posted a video about this. There is not a better striker than Jeremy Brock in the PSL right now, purely based on the fact that he is the most consistent striker that we have in the country. I saw a stat, especially on your site, with regards to he is like seven goals away from being SuperSport's top goal scorer, and I think that's what makes him the best striker, is the whole consistency thing. If you go season from season, he is definitely always in the conversation. Yes, some strikers have that one season and then they fall away, but he, for some reason and for SuperSport, has always been banging in the goals. He is definitely the best number nine in the PSL. I can't think of anyone else.
I wouldn't say he's the best striker in the PSL, but there are other talented strikers in PSL. The thing that makes him classic or the best striker in other people's minds, that the supply he gets from the wingers of SuperSport United, from the likes of Tuso Pala, Thabo Mnyamane, and so on. But there are other talented strikers in the PSL.
Yes, there is a better player than Brocky, Majara, and that guy, I believe in him. He should be on the squad. Because South Africa doesn't have a striker like Majora. It's the striker that I see in that he has, only Majora.
No, there is no better striker than Hlophizwe. Hlophizwe is the best.
Right, also taking now a look at all the fixtures in the National First Division. The Pretoria University are playing against Royal Eagles on Saturday at 3 p.m. All matches, as you know, in the National First Division start off at 3 p.m. Highlands Park against Sakuma Tsamatsibadira, Mtata Bucks against Witbank Spurs, and Real Kings are squaring up against Ubuntu. Real Kings being the host team. Stellenbosch FC, as you heard from Peter, are hosting Black Leopards. And the last one on Saturday, the Super Eagles are facing Utongati, with this one being the exception because it's a late game. And on Sunday, there are only two matches in the National First Division. Jomo Cosmos is hosting Richards Bay FC, the former Thunder Royal Zulu, of course, and Cape Town All Stars, the leading team, hosting Mbombela FC. And looking at the log, the top five stands as follows. Cape Town All Stars are leading with 7 points after three games. All teams having played three games. Highlands Park are the second team with 6 points. Umtata Bugs play at number three with 5 points. Tied with 5 points as well, number four is Witwatersrand Spurs, and Stellenbosch FC at number five with 5 points as well. And the last team, bottom of the log, is Super Eagles with only 1 point from three games.
SL, uJeremiah ingozi umuntu. Jeremiah, ngiyamhlonipha lo muntu loya SL. Akekho umuntu amlandelayo ngala manje. Hey, lo muntu loya ingozi straight.
Hi everyone, my name is McDuff Oliphant. Well, I came across the question of, is there a better striker than Jeremy Brookie in the PSL? Well, it depends on how we see striker. I mean, Jeremy was playing as a striker before, and then he went to a more of a number 10, just playing behind the striker when he was still with Stuart Baxter. I can say he is a good striker, but all the strikers in the PSL are different in their strike force. Jeremy has a good finish, has an eye for goal. But if you have a striker like Paez is a good striker in space making and decision making. He just hasn't taken a lot of shots at goals to just show his potential finish, you know, but he poses threat by his off the ball runnings.
Hey, my name is Mzwandile Mngwango from Empangeni. I'm currently a student at University of Zululand. And here I gotta say, I mean, Jeremy Brooke is by far the best striker in the PSL. I think his maturity and his composure in front of the post, you know, really makes him stand out from the other strikers. Like you've got Percy Dow, who's also a great player, a promising talent. But I think him being naive, you know, in front of the post really, like, it becomes a chasm for him. You've got Bradley Hrobler, who's not a constant goal scorer, but he's like the mastermind. He's the genius, you know. And his collaboration with Jeremy Brocchi on SuperSport is really like a nightmare for any defense.
Thank you very much for listening. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. We were reviewing PSL fixtures, CAF Champions League fixtures, and also the talking point being Jeremy Brocchi. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you enjoy the matches in the upcoming weekend.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.